At 6:06, it is fair, 79 degrees in Tulsa, headed to 99 for a high this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. This morning, we have complete coverage of yesterday's devastating fire at the Tulsa School of Arts and Sciences. That blaze left 8 Tulsa firefighters hospitalized.
Crews pour water on the blaze near 17th and South Lewis. The firefighters were burned when an explosion occurred shortly after they arrived on the scene. All were listed in fair condition. Melissa Clark lives just across the street.
The windows rattled, and highly unusual for this neighborhood at that time in the morning, so ran outside and saw the east end of Barnard Elementary engulfed in flames, and it's just really sad. This is a historic neighborhood, and the school has been an institution here for many, many years, and to see it go up, it's really disheartening.
The charter school had just moved into the renovated building for the beginning of classes this year. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
The story does not end there, however. The TSAS Phoenix will rise from the ashes.
We will not be able to return to the building, and so we are right now working with Tulsa Public Schools to move into one of their vacant school buildings as a temporary measure until we can see our way forward.
That is Principal Lisa Smith. The former Sequoia Elementary School building will be the high school's new home, at least for now. Students return to classes at 9 o'clock this morning for a day that will begin with a school-wide meeting. A proposal to expand form-based coding in the Pearl District is turned down. The Tulsa Metro Area Planning Commission rejected it yesterday. The newly formed Pearl District Business and Property Owners Association had many of its members come out to voice their opposition. Here's the association's Joe Westervelt.
This isn't commonsensical. You know, planning with no recognition of any context on the ground is not planning, it's dreaming.
They claim they have not had ample time to provide input. The second district GOP congressional candidate, who is vocal against federal spending, received nearly $370,000 in federal stimulus money. A review of stimulus spending by the Associated Press shows companies owned by Mark Wayne Mullen received the money under contracts with the Cherokee and Creek Nations. The payments were for plumbing at the tribal housing projects and funded through the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Well, just like the Republicans, the weather is not cooperating with the Democrats at the National Convention. Oklahoma State Senator Jim Wilson, who is one of the Sooner State delegates, says heavy rain is forcing an outdoor event set for tonight to be moved inside.
They were concerned about the rain, but they were more concerned about lightning that was forecast. Lightning and thunder, and so they moved inside. And it's unfortunate because they had about 65,000 people that had signed up to come to the stadium.
The arena will only hold about 20,000. Our coverage from NPR continues tonight at 7 here on KWGS. 4 down, 1 to go. 2 public sessions were held yesterday on the proposals for the Vision 2 sales tax project. Mayor Bartlett says after the last meeting, which is on Friday, he will get together with the city council.
I'll present the results of our town hall meetings as well as the webpage results, and then we'll collectively make a decision on what we will present to the public.
The next meeting on the sales tax extension is set for tomorrow evening at the ORU Mabee Center. Our weather forecast, sunny and hot, a slight chance of a stray thunderstorm, 99 for a high. Could be a shower tonight, 75 for a low, and tomorrow thunderstorms will be likely with a high of 90. Rather strong thunderstorm this morning over in portions of Kay and Osage counties. Right now, it is fair and 79. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.